Hello, dear viewers. This is Ivan Belostenko for Against the Tide TV, Ichpok Pront. Today we have the 19th of March, and we are still in our mobile Chinese coronavirus studio. And with us, we have a very special guest. It's Jeremy Alters, the chief strategist of the Berman Law Group. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Ivan. How are you?
Very good. Alive and well, healthy, no signs of corona yet. How about yourself?
Excellent.
You feel well?
We're doing well over here. It's a little hectic and a little crazy, but everybody's managing.
That's very good. So you guys are launching a class action lawsuit, or have launched already a class action lawsuit against the government and People's Republic of China. So we're going to talk about that, of course, today. So let's start by perhaps if you can explain to our viewers, why have you launched this lawsuit?
Well, in the United States and as well as around the world, there has been a dramatic change of everybody's life as a result of the COVID-19 virus, the coronavirus. That lawsuit has started because we believe very strongly that China could have prevented the spread of this disease long before it ever got out of Wuhan, China. And we believe that they did not do that and knowingly did not do that and covered up information that would have protected the U.S. and Poland and other countries from the spread of this virus.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have some sort of evidence that points towards China being the one that has launched this pandemic? And what arguments are you basing this on?
We have evidence and we have information, so I'll tell you about both. In early January, possibly as early as November of 2019 or January of 2020, China knew that their wet markets had unleashed this virus on the Chinese community in Wuhan. We believe that the testing of the virus in the level 4 microbiology lab in China, located in Wuhan, the only level 4 microbiology lab, they were testing various forms of coronavirus. And through their testing, they implement the institution of the virus into animals, lots of different types, but mainly bats on this particular test. When that test is complete, Chinese law requires them to destroy, to cremate, to get rid of the animals so that none of the viruses or any of the impacts of that can spread through the community. We believe that instead of doing that, they took those bats, literally bats, and sold them to the wet market in Wuhan. And those bats were then taken and used for quote unquote exotic food. And while they were being prepared to be sold, the market owners or the market workers cut them up, emaciated them, smashed them, and the blood and saliva and other tissue got onto those workers. And that began the institution of COVID-19 and coronavirus. Now, we know that China knew about this at the time and delayed at least 17 days before telling the World Health Organizations about the problem. 17 days is an eternity in this virus, as we all know now. You're sitting in a different studio, I'm in a different place, we're all by remote. 17 days makes a world of difference. And had they disclosed the information they knew, rather than to try to cover it up for their own economic self-interest, I don't think that the world would be in the condition it's in right now.
Yes, that's correct. We think so too. How do you estimate your chances of winning? And did you or any other American law firms had any success with lawsuits against even Chinese companies, but of course the Chinese government? And let's focus on this question first. How do you evaluate your chances?
Well, China should have to pay. It's that simple. China caused this problem for the world, for the citizens of my country, the United States, and they should have to pay for what they've done. Make no mistake about it, this will be a strenuous, hard-fought legal battle that China will have to appear and be responsible for. If they refuse to take responsibility for what they've done, that is the purpose of the U.S. courts. That is the purpose of our ability to bring this case in U.S. courts. And we will do that to the fullest extent of the law. We have people here in the United States who have lost their businesses, people that have been diagnosed with the disease, people have been exposed to the disease. And we are in a trying time here in the States, as I'm sure you are in Poland. It is crucially important to make certain that China is held accountable for the cover-up of the spread of this disease.
Would China have a legal leg to stand on if they're going to announce a force measure, you know, that they unable to fulfill, for example, parts of the phase one agreement that they have with the USA because of this pandemic? Is there any legal standing that would allow them to call such a force measure and say that they're not able to fulfill this because of unforeseen circumstances and use the pandemic in that way?
I think the lawyers in the firm and the lawyers here in the United States would be better served at answering that question. But from a general optics perspective, I think the answer to the question is no, they don't have a legal leg to stand on. Although you and I both know that they will try to avoid this at all costs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will happen if China would just refuse to pay?
It's happened before. China has refused to participate in lawsuits here in the United States. One example is there was a Chinese corporation that was with a German corporation in Chinese drywall, which became a multi-district litigation in the United States about 7 years ago, which concluded about a year ago. Actually, part of the case is still going on, but the Chinese corporation was eventually held to pay so that the American people who were affected by the bad defective drywall could recover damages for the damage done to their property and their homes. In Cuba, the United States courts have held the Cuban government responsible for terrorist acts that occurred in the early 60s and late 50s. Libya and Sudan have been held accountable here in the United States. There's a lot of precedent for suing foreign nations for their bad acts, and there's a lot of precedent for suing foreign nations for breaking their own laws, which subsequently affect the United States and its citizens here in U.S. courts. So while they may have tried to avoid the lawsuit as long as possible, I believe that our lawyers will be able to bring them to bear here in the United States at some point in the near future.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on Jeremy on this narrative coming from China that actually the United States is the one responsible for this pandemic?
Well, that was part of the reason we filed this lawsuit. There was a Chinese official who went out on Twitter and social media and started to blame the U.S. for some nonsense about the U.S. military games taking place and spreading the disease, and nothing could be farther from the truth. The Chinese government trolls and propaganda. That's what they do. They try to blame the U.S. for everything that goes bad in the world when oftentimes it's their own fault, like it is here. And I put no stock in their claim whatsoever. And I expect their propaganda to continue, but we will defeat it. Well, we will ignore it and we will defeat it.
Mm-hmm. How would you encourage other law firms around the world, not just in the U.S., to also perhaps do something similar to what you guys are doing and follow suit and also file similar class action lawsuits against China?
The United States has relatively unique laws on class actions and large cases. I'm not certain what the laws are in other countries, but if they are able to file large class cases as a result of what China's done, they should do so. And here's why. How else are the people of each country going to recover for the losses that they've sustained, whether that be losses as a result of being diagnosed with coronavirus, whether that be losses as a result of the shutdown of cities, counties, states, and countries? I mean, how would the people in Italy recover money for all of the losses and all of the deaths they have undergone without filing this type of lawsuit against China? We can't rely on government-to-government relations because look at what has happened. Our government believes that they can have a good relationship with China at times, and at times not so much. And that's where we are right now. They had information that they withheld from us, from Poland, from Italy, from every country around the world. And they have caused not just a worldwide pandemic, but a partial worldwide shutdown where the financial markets, the economies of the world, the people's livelihoods have been forever affected. And it will take months, if not years, to recover from this simple cover-up of information that could have protected people.
Jeremy, can I ask you as well about doing business with China? We know that many states in U.S. Are full-on doing business in all different areas with Chinese, both public sector, the government, and also corporations. Would you recommend doing business with Chinese? I'm referring to like their current state at the moment. Is that a good idea to do business with them?
In my opinion, unfortunately, it's necessary for certain things to be done with China because they control the world market on certain different parts of what we all need. I think over time that should change, where the United States and other countries gain more control of what we manufacture and we create so that it's not all done in China. But it would be impossible at this point not to do any business with China. And also, I want to point something out that's crucially important. I don't believe at all that the Chinese people, the people of China, are responsible for this. I think this is a governmental issue, and the people of China are in the same position we are. They didn't know either, which allowed the disease to spread throughout China. And of course, we don't know the real numbers that have occurred there, but I feel just as badly for their people as I do for the people of Poland or the people of the United States. This could have been prevented if the government followed its own laws. So can we survive without doing business with China? I would love to tell you, Ivan, we shouldn't do any business with China right now. We should ignore them and keep them out of our economic interest. It's just very difficult to do given the nexus between all of the countries and China's distribution.
Yeah, and of course, just like General Spalding says in his book, it's quite clear about how we came to a point where we are so dependent on the Chinese government and Chinese as a whole, as a nation. So we highly recommend reading this book. I know you guys, of course, have it in English. Finally, my last question, Jeremy. What are your thoughts about our petition that we've started to put more pressure on the Chinese government? Is it a good thing to do? Should Americans get involved as well?
I am all for pressure. Anything that brings to bear pressure to make countries, people, individuals, whatever it is, pressure to hold them accountable. China needs to be held accountable. And if your petition can help apply pressure from citizens around the globe to hold China accountable, I think it's a great idea. If we don't band together in this really crucial, very difficult time to go recover what we deserve from China, and by the way, let's be very specific, China's a superpower. They're one of the wealthiest countries in the world. There is no reason they should not be held accountable for what they've done. What they have done is change the world as we know it, at least in the interim. And we need to change it back so that we, all the other countries, are in control of the world market on certain things. And we hold China accountable. So I would encourage anybody to sign the petition if it applies pressure to the Chinese government.
Thank you very much for these words. With us today, our guest was Jeremy Alters, the chief strategist for the Berman Law Group. Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Ivan, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. We hope that the people of Poland are safe and healthy and that this crisis ends very soon. Thank you very much.